Well, Charlie, let's start with you. What would you tell people? Why do you think they need to have Alateen programs?
Well, I think they need to have Alateen programs because everybody's got problems, and mostly, you know, if you're an Alateen, you've got a drinking problem. And one person can't always bear it alone because it's going to, you know, pressure's going to build up, and something's going to go wrong, and they need help. And if you just realize that, and, you know, you don't go for your parents or anybody to drink, you go for yourself. And if you can just, you know, realize that and don't be too proud and ask for help, there's always help there. And you can talk, and nothing goes out of the room, and everybody's friendly, usually, anyway, you know, around here it is, anyway. And you can just talk freely, and most of the time, they'll tell you the things that happened then. And you can think out for yourself after you hear them talking, things like that, you know, even with your problem out. At least it makes you feel better. You know, you're not the only one with a problem. And it's just good for you.
Has it done anything for your life, Charlie? Have you seen any changes since you came into Alateen?
Yeah. I used to really hold grudges. I still do, but not as bad. I used to get in a lot of trouble, and I don't get as much trouble. At least when I do, it's not always my fault anymore. And I got a better disposition. You know, I'm not as stupid as I used to be. It helped me grow up a little bit. And it may be different for other people, but at least it'll help them if you really work your program.
Mary Kay, what about you? What do you have to say about the program? Can you tell anything about your story or how it's affected you? Well, that's all part of your story. Whatever you want to share.
Well, how I came into it's rather Mom's story than Ms. My story, because she found it, you know. And she went 3 or 4 minutes before I came. And I was on a camping trip, a Girl Scout. And I came home from the weekend, you know. And we went out there, you came down from the chair, and we went out. And I didn't know where we were going until we were on the car, and she said something about, no, I guess it was, we were going someplace earlier that week, and she mentioned that, then we went out, and we went to the meeting and all. And when I got there, you know, I'm like, wow, everybody has my problems, you know, it scared me. I came out of the car, I was crying, and it scared me, you know.
But you wanted to go back?
Yeah. Everybody said, you know, that, you know, I never knew that my dad was an alcoholic. You know, I thought this is the way all families were, you know, because I'd never, you know, seen him different. And I wanted to go back because there was something there that I liked. You know, there was something there that I wanted. So it was because everybody was so friendly and happy, you know. They never looked like they never get down in a bad mood or anything. So I kept on going back and back. And I've been an alcoholic, I guess, for about a year. Maybe more now. And I think I've changed. I haven't changed that much, but I think I've changed a little. I'm not as self-centered as I was. Now and then I am. But like, I wasn't big in the glass, you know, as I first did.
Do you use the steps or the slogans? Do they ever occur to you during the day on your own?
Usually your step is the one that I use.
You take your own inventory or somebody else's inventory?
I start to take somebody else's, and then I remember myself. And try to keep quiet and try to stay with my next meeting.
Kathy, about tell us a little about what do you think about the Alateen program? You're one that I think's made a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm. First, I didn't see a change at all. You know, I didn't think it was helping me. And other people, they told me they could see a difference in my grades. You know, I fell in eighth grade. And then I was failing everything. I didn't go to school. I skipped school. Done everything. Now I feel like stupid. And my grades are making all the way.
You have a lot more self-respect now, don't you? You like yourself as a person better.
Yeah, but now I'm not happy anymore. I'm just having a lot of problems.
Do you think there's something in Alateen that can help you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the steps or the slogans?
Slogans are off today. I can't get the hang of the steps.
What would you say to someone else that was having a problem with alcohol in the home? Do you think this is a good place to come?
Yeah, definitely.
Does it help you learn not to react to either parent? The fact that you realize that the parent who has the drinking problem has a disease called alcoholism, does this make it any easier for you to tolerate that person and not be so upset?
Yeah. I thought my dad was doing it to hurt us. I still can't. Now, I can't give my dad for what he's done, how he's hurt my mom. I still hold resentment of that. But
are you working on it, though?
Yeah. Like, we haven't been getting along lately. And I say, get mad. Try to let things fly by. And get
easy does it.
Yeah.
Kathy, number two? How about you? You've been around Alateen about a year now. But you're still living in a home where there's a recovering alcoholic who loses his temper every now and then and sometimes asks you to do impossible things or expects you to be perfect. Does this program help you in that respect? Well, in telling some of these other people that are at the meeting, do you think that it would help if you could have an Alateen program for children who are living in a home where there is either a recovering alcoholic or an active alcoholic? You've benefited from the program? That's good. That's good. This is a good way to live regardless of what you live with, right?
Yeah, instead of alcohol, it's a drug problem.
You've used this program in that respect too, haven't you, Kathy?
Yeah.
With some of your friends.
The Institute Outreach Center, it's just like this. I look at some nature. It's
They use group therapy very much like we do.
Almost like
Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah.
They use the same steps.
I
believe that. Jen, how about the preteen? You're, I guess, our youngest member. Do you think that 8 and 9-year-olds can really benefit from this program? You don't. Now you're going to have to speak up so I can get on tape. But I mean, seriously, as an 8 or 9-year-old, someone even younger than you, do you think that they can learn something in Alateen? She's shaking her head, isn't she? The thing is, Jen, this summer at the conference in New York, the World Service Conference, you remember last year at Big Mac, they were talking about a preteen program. They were some of the younger kids from Virginia Beach and some of those areas that were at Big Mac. And they're starting now to try and write literature and to work up a program for preteens for 8 through 12-year-olds. Would you be in favor of this? We heard a little beep. Joey, I guess you've been around Alateen's probably longer than anybody else because you were in the group that started before we reactivated. Oh, that's right. Excuse me, Kathy, you were. But Joey, what do you think about it? You've changed an awful lot.
And Bill.
Oh, Bill says he was too. Well, I'm really goofy.
Greg learns a lot. I guess we have to judge.
Joey, can you say anything about how Alateens have helped you or anything about the program? The strong silent type.
Shy.
Mike?
It's a pretty good program in your everyday kid.
Helps you in school with your friends?
Yes, pretty good.
Have you had noticed any difference in your relationship with your mother? Or with your dad, even, I mean, since you've been coming?
Not really, because it's pretty good for a change.
It had already started to improve?
Yeah.
You think Mother understands you any better now that you've been in the program? Let me ask you a question I've never asked you. Before Mother started coming to AA and you started coming to Alateens, did you realize that alcoholism was a disease?
Not really.
Why did you think she drank?
I don't know. Why did she drink?
Did you just think she drank because she didn't have any willpower? No, well, I mean, I've never asked you before, but I mean, did you ever think it was causing a problem in your home?
Yeah.
Were there times when you wished she didn't drink? Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Man, I wish my alcoholic drank all the time, because he was always the type to let me do anything right there.
You say that, but did you really like the drinking, Mary Kay?
I didn't like the way... the drinking, because it made you all fight, and you yell at Daddy, and I get mad at you, and then you get mad at me, and then Daddy get mad at both of us, and then he'd go to sleep in the chair, so I didn't really care, you know, besides that. At work, you know, when you were working at night, Daddy'd go to sleep in the chair, and I could watch TV, stay up as late as I wanted, just so I could get before you got home.
But I can remember a lot of nights when you called me and you were crying and you were frightened.
Yeah, one guy thought
we kind of forget those things. We tend to forget the unpleasant things, don't we?
I was watching a movie one time. This lady, she was alcoholic. And her little girl, they ran away from her dad. She told her little girl to get out. She packed her little girl's clothes and threw her out. And her little girl didn't know what to do, where to go or nothing. She's just walking through the street. That was so sad.
And you realize this happens in many, many cases.
Yeah.
Bill? Actually, the problem in your home has been so much better. Since you can remember, actually, you were so small, you probably don't remember the drinking.
Your dad brought you back since I was on the institution. I thought Uncle George was the one that was sending.
Has the program, Bill, meant anything in your family? Don't remember anything about the drinking, but Daddy still has a personality. Are there times when you have to use some of the Alateen slogans and steps in getting along with Dad? Well, this is one of the things I think you've learned, that you don't react.
That killed my dad. I mean, it's really killing. I mean, I could feel hate, and I could kill him. I think about this the other night.
This is when you let your frustrations and your anger get the better of you. When something like that happens, you know who would have to go to jail and who would suffer. Kathy.
I've been trying to get kicked out of the house. I did get kicked out one night, going for about an hour.
They came looking for you?
No, I came back home. Right at me.
He was angry.
Yeah. Man, what gets me is every time I want to say something, my daddy tells me to shut up. And Joey's over my house the other day, and I said something about, you know, The Exorcist, that mm-hmm. movie? I said, my teacher was telling us about it. He said it was kind of a dumb movie, just that the book's better, you know?
No.
I told my dad that I like to see what's the difference between the book and the movie. He says, you're not going to see it. And I go, I just didn't say one good sentence. I didn't know what the difference was. And so I go, that's retarded. Why don't you have an open mind about things? My mom goes, you're the one that's retarded. You're so stupid, you can't do anything. And she starts talking about me stuff, and she talks about me with her friends stuff, you know. Don't make me feel too cool. And my dad
does. You have friends around?
Yeah.
That's what my mom does. She always puts me down. She does.
Yeah.
My dad,
he always likes to let me get in trouble when people's around for attention, you know.
Yeah, but you ever do it with your friends, like, a bunch of you be there and there's
be,
you know, one person
that
and y'all put him down.
We stuck old Lee Powers in the garbage can hit first though, though. Cause that made me feel good for some reason. I mean, I don't want to do anybody wrong or nothing, but I felt made me feel better. Like right now, I feel like doing getting in trouble and stuff cause it releases some pressure off of me. Because I can't talk, I can't say what I believe in without getting in trouble. And every day
well, don't you find that you can talk here, Charlie, and you can air your views?
Yeah, but it's only once a week. I just want to tell my baby.
By Thursday.
Nobody wants to talk, though. It's too busy.
You say, oh,
nobody's talking.
You've never called me.
I called you a couple of times.
Not to talk to me, to talk to mother. You had never called to talk to me, never.
Well, I just didn't think it was.
Every time he calls me, I'm in doing something. One time he called me, I just got out of the shower. Right, or I'm always running out the door and the phone rings.
You know what Mom did? Is I'm not, you know what she did the other day? You know, I had a rough time on the bus. Everybody was picking on me, and I came home and I told Mom. I went upstairs and Mrs. Lindbergh came in and started telling her all this. And I was really mad, because if I wanted Mrs. Lindbergh to know, I would have told her myself.
She wanted to know why you were crying.
You didn't have to tell her.
I didn't think it was anything you didn't want me to tell.
Well, if I wanted to tell her, I'd tell her myself.
Yeah.
Who was on that bus that you
provided? Don't you ever tell something that your mother was saying?
Not when she's in the house.
No,
I'd rather do it, honey. That at least it proved I wasn't trying to sneak.
Well, you were too. You were talking in low voices.
This horse is going in somebody's bag, but I mean,
I didn't intend to tell something that I thought you would object to. She saw you in tears, and I was simply explaining what had happened.
Yeah, but that's a lot different. I tell my mom not to tell, and she says, "Oh, I'm gonna tell you. Know I won't tell." As soon as I walk out the room, she does the phone. Calls all friends. Calls all friends. Calls Becky first.
Bill, you commented about the bus, things being rough on the bus. Does this happen all the time?
No, not usually.
Just any time it feels like picking on me, because I am sitting behind me all these holes in work. Because I'm the ugliest, I'm the skinniest.
You're not ugly, that's for sure.
Sounds like somebody sitting on a pity pot.
You were this afternoon.
I've had a bad day all day. Don't anybody cross me.
Nobody's ugly. I mean, maybe, but who's got the right to say somebody's ugly? Only God can do that. And God doesn't think anybody's ugly.
You know, I didn't think I was, you know, that ugly until I went to school and everybody started calling me ugly, you know. And, you know,
I gotta
be ugly because people I don't even know that walk around high ugly.
They're just
crazy. Don't do that to me, Mary Kay.
People are crazy. People can be cruel, Mary Kay. People don't have enough sense to know any better.
I mean, they don't do it to people that have stuff, you know. They don't do anything.
That's because they think they're the end people. There's people, everybody's, you know.
They see all the...
Just because you don't mature bodily, I mean, you know. They, don't they, Kathy? They go around teasing you and all.
They do.
And they do.
They should gossip.
Listen, you'll stop in high school. Guys, from the fourth grade on up to the ninth grade, I was the one everybody picked on. I was the one that was laughed at. Now I'm getting along with everybody. It changes. It will change.
What I was going to say and what I tried to get across to Mary Kay, if somebody can find out that they can get to you, in other words, if they can find out where you got your goat tied, It's no fun to tease somebody if you don't get a reaction, is it? Some of you boys. Don't you pick on gals if they'll boys. React to your boys, either one? But if for some reason you cannot let it get to you, aren't they going to drop it?
Sorry.
We're still taping. Keep on talking.
Man, yeah, like, people do that, but, like, the other day we stuck this guy in the trash can, Mary knows him, he's, you know, Lee Powers. We David Mass, but Tony Taylor, a bunch of those guys picked him up and stuck him.
Cool.
Yeah.
He got a fight my sister about the garage. Oh, my gosh, I thought our house was going to fall in. And he was in our house, and he said, shit. And Brian came here, she goes, all right, who said it? Who said it? He goes, said it. And oh man, she gives him up and down. And she stuck back and she said, what are you, some kind of religious freak? I said, no, thank you, no. Don't mess with her. She give him he walked in the kitchen. From out the he walked in the kitchen because she was done and he walked back in and he went, never mess with her again. It was so funny.
Well, anyway, we picked old Lee up. We took him in we got a garbage can inside the door. We put him in your head first, he's stuck. His feet almost touch the ceiling.
The gum,
all the pop cans, everything in there. And it's all super best stuff. And he finally got down, but he couldn't get out. So a bunch of guys helped him out. He was stuck in there. It was the funniest thing. It relieved all the pressure. I mean, I hate doing bad. I mean, he's not popular or nothing. But I mean, you know, I mean, I feel sorry for him all, but I mean, you know, he lies a lot. He's got this problem about he's a neurotic lie or whatever.
Pathological lie.
Yeah.
He can't tell the truth.
He's following me around. Anyway, he got out and his coat and everything was dirty. He had cigarette ashes all over the stuff. I jumped off the ground. I was laughing so hard. Everybody was coming around. I was going around telling everybody. It was so funny. Then when they tried to get me in that garbage can, he ripped my coat. It was just for joke for me. But we really meant for him. And we're trying to get, after that, we try to get everybody we can in that garbage can. But the first time was the funniest time I ever had in my life. But, I mean, that was a bad thing to do, really, I guess. But it probably made him feel real bad. But, I mean, you know, but everybody always has something against somebody else. Don't be poor against the rich against the poor. If you hate somebody for some reason,
I don't hate anybody. I try to get along with everybody.
Just lie. Somebody does you wrong.
Some girl came up to me and she's really a, you know. And she came up to me and she said, Kathy, that's a woman. She goes, did you know me then? I said, no, I don't think so. I'm smiling. And she said, and I said, I don't even think you call anybody anything. And I said,
it all passed over.
Yeah, because she thought she could get through me.
Mm-hmm.
And I smiled and said, if somebody holds it and does something to you, if they're small, that makes it so mean.
They'll have to back off. You can't fight with a person if they won't fight back, really. Joey, I got a response from him. How the grade situation?
You still there?
Are you doing any better? Now, this is an honest program.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, I got 4 A's in tests.
How about the science program? Did you call Mike during the week?
I'm not working either.
What was it? Was it science, Mike? You told him you could help him with or math?
Hey, Joey, tell him what your dad's reaction was today about that